Okie dokie. And we're coming back in from the first break of the second hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. PJ Barden is my name. And we're immersed heavily today, obviously, in the after effects, side effects, and ongoing effects of the coronavirus, what it's doing. As somebody said at the very beginning of this, the tsunami wave of economic wreckage would precede the virus, and that is oh so true. There's no doubt about it. I have this article here, and then we'll come to Max Kaiser in a few minutes. His piece is 11 minutes. Okay. nearly 9,000 Catholic churches in the U.S. were approved for paycheck protection loans. Wow. John Vibes is writing this article for Activist Post. And he's saying, as a part of the U.S. government economic relief plan for coronavirus pandemic, loans were offered to small businesses so they could stay afloat during this difficult time. However, many small business owners who attended attempted to get funding through the federal Paycheck Protection Program found that the money had dried up within a week of the program's launch. It turned out that large publicly traded corporations were first to gain access to the loans, which is outrageous, because they had a team of lawyers on standby who already had working relationships with the government. Large corporations like Shake Shack and Rush Chris Steakhouses received millions in PPP loans. That's outrageous. And were later forced to return the money after a massive public outcry. Well, that's progress. Was sparked by the application. Now the program has come under fire yet again after it was revealed that 9,000 Catholic churches were approved for the loans. And they said, and they of course don't even pay taxes, which why the hell did they qualify in the first place? Okay, well, let's stop that there. I want to play this piece from Max Kaiser. He takes this on in the beginning. He's doing a bit of shouting at the beginning. It's the Max Kaiser piece, Ken, where he and Stacey Sturbert are talking about this kind of carry-on and the pumping of money into the economy like confetti. It's like in pre-war Germany in 1939. There'll be wheelbarrows full of cash soon. But it's the Max Kaiser program there. It says, I've said the note on it, 11 minutes, 10 seconds is enough. It's just the first piece we need. 11 minutes, 10. Is that okay? Okay. Hello? Yeah. The Max Kaiser piece again. It's 11 minutes. Just 11 minutes of that program. It's one program I sent you, but it's the first 11 minutes will do it. Okay.
President of the U.S. expects to borrow a massive U.S. dollar, $3 trillion, or 14% of nominal GDP during the second quarter alone. Current outstanding public debt is now $25 trillion. I think we're about halfway there in this room.
Kaiser Report never fails to deliver the goods. You know, we've been saying now for a few years that ultimately they're going to $100 trillion. Japan's already at 100% debt to GDP on their Fed's balance sheet. Kuroda, their central banker, has already taken their central bank above 100% of GDP in terms of debt. That's buying a lot of junk, a lot of assets. So America at $6, $7, $8, $9 trillion. They've got another $60 trillion to go. The globe is set to go to 100% GDP debt to on the balance sheets of the central banks. So, you know, there's $100 trillion to go. There's stock markets are booming in particular sectors, particularly in the banking sector. Remember the PPP program from the feds? It all went to JP Morgan first. They took their cut, which was substantial, like 20% or more. And then whatever was left over, they doled out to the poor serfs and peasants in America. Here, voila. It's like, papal indulgences. We'll give you $10 if you give us $50 in banking fees, says Jamie Dimon. I'm the Pope of bad money. I'm the Pope of fiat, Jamie Dimon. My God, what a crook.
Well, you know, they continue to print. Apparently, the U.S. deficit, the budget deficit, will hit $4 trillion this year. I remember the shock only just recently in the last few years here on Kaiser Report of when the U.S. budget deficit hit $1 trillion. And we were like, oh, my God, like this is the end. But apparently, it's going to go to $4 trillion. That's why they're borrowing $3 trillion. But they're saying all of this infinite fiat is going to cause infinity war because, let's look at this, central banks' pandemic battle could stretch into an infinity war. Big central banks are buying from an expanding menu of government bonds, corporate debt, and consumer loans to help businesses and households through the coronavirus pandemic, and no one knows whether it can stop.
Right. Well, again, I was dead right in that the central banks are taking the entire economy private, right? They print the money to buy all the income-producing assets, to buy all the stocks, all the bonds, all the property, all the leases, all the mortgages, everything, right? So they're taking the entire economy private. I've mentioned that first as a concept maybe 3 years ago here on Kaiser Report. Now you have news reports from mainstream media saying, oh, my God, what if they never stop? What if they just keep buying everything with all their printed money? What would that mean? So there's two possible outcomes. Number one is neo-feudalism, where you have a return to the Middle Ages and all of the economy is owned by a few oligarchs. And everyone else are living on, you know, peasant indentured servant click farms, like click on the ads on the social media to try to win a protein pill. The other outcome would be pure Sovietization of the economy, where the state owns everything and everyone is equally poor. That would be the other outcome. So, but either one of those two are where we're headed. And or a combination of the of both. So that would be the worst of both possible situations, a pure kakistocracy. But one thing that's not coming back is free market American capitalism.
Well, Plucky's coming back because he loves money printing. Remember last episode, we wrote him off. We said the days of fiat are over. This is their Hail Mary, all this money printing going on. He is, of course, British. That's why he's so spindly like this. But he's got to print some pounds here.
Plucky, go!
That's for the queen.
The queen is financially incontinent. She needs her adult diapers.
Well, in the extreme case that a recurring virus requires further damaging lockdowns, the U.S. Federal Reserve and its peers float the whole boat, government debt, corporate debt, perhaps even financing for mortgages and paychecks. Of course, Max, we're going to need a bigger boat, right? That's the old saying out in Jaws land where, you know, the black hole of debt is. Well, I should actually put Plucky.
Wait a minute. You're saying Plucky's British because that machine toy was loaded with pounds. That's not right. Plucky is a red, white, and blue American chicken.
No, that would be a big plump one. We bought this in when we were in the United Kingdom. But you know what? So here they're talking about the Infinity War because, of course, all fiat is measured just against other fiat. So if they're all collapsing and they're all spreading around in a big pile of junk on our, you know, studio floor here, well, there's no way to tell which one is more devalued than the other. They're all devaluing against each other. But it's also caused a great deal of, you know, strife in for the American population. Not only have we had to export all our jobs in order to export dollars to maintain our reserve currency status, but the Fed constantly has to intervene for the whole entire world when these crises happen, because every time a crisis happens, the dollar goes up, and therefore all the other economies in the world suffer because there's a shortage of dollars. And time out of work erodes skills, business failures destroy wealth and depress investment. Cheap money and cash transfers risk fueling asset bubbles that widen the gap between rich and poor, as we've talked about, the Cantillon effect and the rise of the cantillionaire class.
Yeah, that's right. The cantillionaire class, people who just shake down the Fed like Warren Buffett. But even that has limitations. Like Fed really denied Warren Buffett. You know, he was trying to shake down the airline industry during the crisis of the past couple of months and get sweetheart deals and freebies and guaranteed profits. And the Fed stepped in and said, no, we're going to be buying airline shares in front of Warren Buffett. They front run Warren Buffett, the ultimate front runner. To give you an idea, because the Fed is now much bigger than Berkshire Hathaway. It's much bigger than any of these private equity groups. And that's the purpose, is to take everything private for the people who own the Federal Reserve Bank of America, which are about 20 or 25 families. And that's it.
So importantly, you know, with a cantillionaire class and with a Cantillon effect, what happens as, you know, basically Bastiat would have warned you about, this corruption spreads, right? The corrupt class consolidates its wealth and basically feeds each other the free money. And one thing I was told in confidence, so I can't give the source, but in the past week, somebody has told me that they used to work basically with somebody within the New York Fed. And anytime there was a crisis like this, like i.e. the government was about to tell airlines that they couldn't fly at all and they were going to shut down all airline flights, normally what would happen is how they get around the insider trading is they're saying, we're calling, you know, we're the New York Fed and we're calling the experts. We're going to call all the experts out there like that just because we want to help you, the ordinary people who are not contillionaires. So we're going to call Warren Buffett and say, hey, Warren, we know you own 10% of the big four airline stocks in America. What would you think if we had to shut down all flights? They're signaling to him this is coming. They're not giving him inside information. They're saying they're just asking this benevolent ukulele playing guy to give some free advice to the ordinary people.
Right. If you do a forensic analysis of Buffett deals over the past 30 years, you'll find a similar quid pro quo in virtually all of them. It's all inside information. Inside information is the hardest crime to prosecute of all major crimes. And their way to get around it are almost infinite. And that what you just described is just one way to get around insider trading law. And Buffett, though, is having trouble because he helped fuel the rise of this monster, the Fed, and now it's attacking him. It's like the Frankenstein. You know, the movie Frankenstein is about the mad scientist Dr. Frankenstein. The monster had no name. So Dr. Frankenstein, Warren Buffett, created the monster, created the Fed, this nameless money-printing rogue contraption that is putting everyone out of business and nobody can stop it.
But also in the last days of empire, as we've cataloged here and chronicled here on Kai's report for the last 10 years, you do get hyper-partisanship, and we're having hyper-partisanship, and Warren Buffett is a well-known Democrat, and he sponsors Democrats. He clearly doesn't like Trump, and therefore he's not getting those calls. Steve Mnuchin is not calling Warren Buffett to say, hey, what would happen if we shut down the airlines? Clearly, Warren Buffett, who is the ultimate insider, the fiat, infinite fiat insider, he had no idea this was coming, because remember, before he dumped all his shares, he bought more Delta shares, 1 million on February 27th. So he clearly was not given any warning about this.
Okay, that's something that we need to dig into a little bit, because you're saying in this case, due to political partisanship, he was not tipped as he always has been or usually is. And this would make sense then in retrospect, because he dumped those airline shares like a petulant child.
Yes.
He had just bought Delta, 1 million Delta, a couple of weeks before at an all-time high, I might add. And then suddenly, because he wasn't tipped on the inside information, he became a brat and said, well, I don't care. I'm just going to blow it all out. And I don't care who's hurt. The hardworking men and women of America, to hell with them. He said on his conference call he still believes in America, while he stabbed in the back America. And now he's losing horribly and his reputation is trashed.
And finally, Max, it gets to the question, at what point are we worried with just how much a role the Fed is playing? Said Catherine Judge, a Columbia Law School professor who studies financial markets, if they are the only actor and people are worried about liquidity and access to finance, how much pressure comes to bear? Longer term, it is disconcerting.
Right. How much? Where do they end? They're not going to stop. As we've been saying in the Kyle's report for years, they will not stop until every last stock and bond and piece of property in America and other places around the world is bought by this private consortium of bankers called the Federal Reserve Bank, and we are then into neo-feudal times mixed with a little Sovietization to give it some nice flavor. Well, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, myself and Plucky and Stacy won't be here. It'll just be me and a guest.
Very good. Sorry. Yeah, I was sending confusing messages there to Ken. Yeah, that is the right one. I listened to three of his reports, and some of them were similar today. But I'm processing too much information. I'm beginning to suffer information overload on stuff. But that's them saying about the mercenary behavior of the Federal Reserve and Warren Buffett and all the Wall Street minions. They're in bed together. And to hell with the American people and the rest of the world. And that has just now gone to gargantuan criminal levels. That's just shocking. Shocking. $150 billion a day being pumped into bonds and into the stock exchange. It's just ridiculous. You're just running out of words to describe it. We're running out of words a year ago to describe it. But it's beyond most people's comprehension. But do listen to Max Kaiser. He's on three times a week on Rush Today. See him on the YouTube. And he hits the nail on the head. And as I say, he interviews some very interesting people in the second half. It runs about 28 minutes, 14 minutes aside. And he and Stacey Herbert. It's always 99% reporting financial crime, which is financial services, in brackets, financial crime. That's what it is. And God help people with pension funds. And I say again, those who signed irrevocable letters of intent never to take a lump sum, well, by you're going to find out that that's going to vaporize and disappear in this year, because the financial collapse that's coming with this is going to wipe out the pensions. Shocking. So I don't know if that'll spark people to start a revolution and to take their country back. I don't know what will. I just do not know. I was sort of this 4.5 years ago, and I've been at this for 20 years. And as I say, I still quote very well. I'm sure John Stapler would still quote Bob Chapman, who used to do a program with John on this network before he died, and he was on for many years. And he predicted a lot of stuff, but we'd love to hear his opinion today if he was about. But anyway, this thing of the church is getting a bailout. Oh, that is disgraceful. And the large companies putting their handouts for feed for corporate social welfare, as they call it. I'm putting reports all over the place here for different people at the end of the program. I know a pastor of a church would be very interested to read that. the church getting bailed out in America. Whoa. Yeah, is that because they got the government helped them out with their pedophile compensation? Maybe that was the reason. The U.S. begins to implement WHO, World Health Organization, contact tracing. Now, this is the next of the many multiple things hitting us. Contact tracing. They're trialing an app in the Isle of Wight, 150,000 people, which you're asked to accept on your phone. You'd be an idiot to accept this app, because they'll be there forever tracking everything you do, and also tracking who you meet, and it can sense which phones it's coming in contact with people meeting people. And supposedly helping anybody who gets diagnosed with coronavirus, who did you come in contact with? Oh, dear. Imagine having that being hunted down by the police and all sorts of schmucks in the NHS. No thanks. Absolutely no thanks. Considering we're under the gun of the fact that they were 9 weeks late kicking this off, that caller in Tennessee saying September, yes, it's correct. It was bioweapon was out in September. And as we know, October 18th, world-friendly games and sports between 110 countries' armies, which takes place in Wuhan in China, that took place. And then those soldiers went back home and are spreading the virus as well. Okay. And, of course, there's a D notice out that the British press have never mentioned that. Not one word. And most certainly the BBC, which is basically an arm of the GCHQ now. It's so rancid, the news there. Just shocking. And I say again, if you want to know what's going on around the world and serious things in the UK, listen in to ukcolumn.org. You will get very good news indeed with very serious journalists every time. Okay, we go to this break. We're back in a few minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Coming back in, but the carry on is just beyond words, isn't it? It's financially we're being robbed blind, we're being attacked. I've used that word again, haven't used it in a while. Attack. The subtitle of this program, the Barden Report: we're under attack at every level, by government, by big business, on multiple levels, by the professions, by the medical profession. We're probably the worst. And they're running this big thing about we'll have to help the NSS. Most definitely nurses need to be supportive and junior doctors. They're the people who do 90% of the work in the NHS. And they're these big contributions, people in donating one of the NHS. That is stupid. Give it directly to the nurses' union, for instance. And we had this fantastic man I reported on last week. Captain Tom Moore, 100 years of age. He decided to walk around his large house and his grounds 100 times to raise money, and he raised £32 million, and the British public sent him 140,000 quite large birthday cards. Expensive. I don't know where they got them in this lockdown, which costs money to buy and to send to the post. Post is not cheap here. It's certainly not cheap in America. It'd be easier to go to Canada and post off to Europe than send it out of America. That's for sure. And the post from Denver, I said this before, a friend of mine in Denver posting either way to him or to me in Denver. 13 days to get to Denver. From Toronto to Mid Wales, 72 hours, right? From Mid Wales to Sydney, Australia, 4 days. Something wrong with the U.S. Postal Service. We know, I covered this a year or two ago. The big courier companies have put people in the post office and placed their political people to destroy the American post office. It's been systematically underinvested and destroyed, so as the likes of UPS can just clean up. And the next day delivery thing, that's designed to wipe out the small courier companies. That's where that came in. And they have the cooperation of Amazon and these companies to carry that out. That's quite visible. And I've worked in every aspect of distribution and courier and transport, etc. And that's quite visible to me. But they'll just pull out the story here about nurses. Nurses rock, but not when they wear activity trackers that expose vulnerable patients to radiation. B. Anne Frank writing this article for Activist Post, and he's saying here, if you haven't heard, it's National Nurses Appreciation Week. Excuse me, sick humans can become really helpless and messy, and nurses still choose a vocation that require them to be hands-on with patients. You get that oozy picture, right? Oh, nurses definitely deserve our appreciation. We can all probably agree that some nurses are more nurturing than others. Unfortunately, when they wear Fitbits, I don't know what I mean, smartwatches and other, when they wear Fitbits, smartwatches and other activity trackers, they are not just exposing themselves to harmful electronic radiation, they're also exposing their patients to same that are not nurturing at all. Research has determined that 5G, Bluetooth, cell phone radiation and Wi-Fi can compromise health in many undesirable and even life-threatening ways. That's what Mark Steele was referring to the other way. Police wearing these items around their shoulder and neck, they're being radiated at the same time. Doctors and scientists have been recommending that we reduce our exposure to all sources of electronic radiation, electronic smog, long before the World Health Organization decided that cell phone radiation was possibly, in brackets, carcinogenic. No damn wonders. Adding insult to injury, no safe level of wireless radiation has ever been determined. And as we know, Lloyd's of London refused to insure it 20 years ago. They carry their own risk. And these companies will, bar they're given immunity, I wouldn't be surprised under Trump for that to happen, will go broke from lawsuits. Over 5G alone, they'll be wiped out. No doubt about it. But all that's coming up on the scene. If the economy and the world survives this coronavirus. And said US begins to implement the WHO contact tracing to forcibly remove people from their homes, right? We had this schmuck Irish guy on the World Health Organizing Committee saying people in their homes should be taken out after the lockdown who show signs of coronavirus. And it's a Spiro Sakuras writing this article for Activist Post. And it's showing a photograph of the grid of facial recognition. This report is a follow-up to one where I cover how Michael Ryan, yes, the doctor of the WHO, stated in a press briefing how the WHO, WHO, which is, of course, in the pocket of Bill Gates, now believes it's time to start removing people from their homes. I know how many people, especially those of you who are in the US, think that could never happen. Well, how many SWAT team attacks are there a year in America? Michael, John Whitehead has covered that many times in his articles. Well, those are probably the same people who thought that just a couple of months ago that it would be impossible to lock down the entire country are now living through it. Okay, we'll go to the bottom of the hour break and we'll be back in a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper?
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
In the bottom of the hour break, and we're discussing an article here which was U.S. begins to implement the WHO contact tracing to forcibly remove people from their homes. And this schmuck who I, Dr. Michael Ryan, who's an Irish guy, got into these cozy position on the board of WHO, which is the most discredited medical organization probably in the world, apart from the collective of Big Pharma. As regards to good government medical agencies and scientific bureaus, the WHO is a disgrace, and I'm glad Trump has called them out as well. The and then I finished off with the census there. I said, the guy writing the Spiros Skokus, I said, I know many people, especially those who of us in the U.S., who think that this could never happen here. Well, those who are probably the same people who thought that just a couple of months ago that it would be impossible to lock down an entire country because people would never put up with it because we have rights. Rights? What rights? This is being said even as we are on lockdown. For those who can't wait for the government to lift the lockdown, as many states are preparing to do, remember that we are told things will not go back to normal until there is a vaccine, which will be another war against us, and an entire planet has largely received this Half a million girls paralyzed in India from a vaccine promoted by Bill Gates. How about that? Part of the new normal is contact tracing. Sounds normal enough, or at least harmless. Kind of like how the Patriot Act sounds harmless, or Operation Iraqi Freedom may have sounded like a good thing to many, despite the fact that it was a war of aggression based on lies, which resulted in the death of over a million people. But hey, it has the word freedom written on it. So what exactly is contact tracing? Well, according to the California governor, Newsom, I'm actually quoting this schmuck, contact tracing combined with expanded testing is a pillar of the state's modified stay-at-home order, and that goal is to track and trace every person in the state who may have been exposed, then quickly isolate and test them. So in other words, what are you going to do with them then? Put them in a FEMA camp? So in other words, the state cannot open up without contact tracing, and only then it would, which is probably years away, then it only then would be modified stay-at-home order, and not actually removing the lockdown in its entirety. And how are they going to accomplish this? In other words, California is building an army of 20,000 people who will be trained to as disease detectives, trained in a week, serving 6 to 12 months long gigs that determine demand skills ranging from data entry and psychology to project management and crisis intervention. We are saying the state is providing a customer service. While others may see this customer service as the new secret police, yeah. That's like in Britain when they stopped calling passengers and train passengers, calling them customers. That was the end of the society looking after passengers. Like we can refuse to serve you, kick you off the train. California will be the test pilot for this program, which they have stated will serve as a template nationwide. Oh, how interesting. And welcome to COVID-1984. Yeah, they're marching around with an app here, which has already failed. But anybody who takes an app for tracing on their phone is a total idiot, and they're doing their friends a shocking disservice, because they were the ones who would get the hassle. But, this other one, we need an army of the same article of Derek Rose has taken on the same subject there. We need an army of contact tracers, meets the enforcement arm of the new normal. Yeah. When we go to an interesting piece, Steve Thurley has doing two of his things today. We're in time now. Everybody knows about this jail saloon owner who was jailed in hairdresser in Texas, as Shelley Luther. Yeah, Shelley Luther, and. Thankfully, people woke up, and that was great to see it in Texas. Give them Mark Ken in Texas for that. But there's one there, Ken, if you can pull it out, to Shelley Luther. It's 9 minutes, 36 seconds, where Steve Thurley is attacking this subject, and very well indeed, about what happened here. And this judge, who I think has lost his job as a judge now, it's Steve Thurley. You got that one there? Talking about Shelley Luther's release from prison. Okay. Yeah. You got that one? Yeah. that one there, the one we're talking about, Shelley Luther, it's Steve Thurley discussing that. It's 9 minutes, 36 seconds on the list there. Shelley Luther, Steve Thurley, you mean, roll that one now, we'll listen to that. Steve Thurley, 9 minutes, 36, okay.
This is an amazing development in the battle between red states that want to reopen the nation and the deep state left, the blue states that are doing everything they can to keep the nation closed. Now, let me give you a bit of a backstory here so we're all up to speed. A Dallas hair salon owner named Shelley Luther made headlines last week when she defied Texas lockdown orders and opened up her hair salon for business. Now, the conservative Texas governor, Greg Abbott, is allowing for hair salons to reopen, but not until Friday of this week, which is tomorrow. But that wasn't good enough for Shelley Luther, who said, look, I'm sorry. I respect the spirit of the lockdown orders and all that, but there is no way around this. I have no choice. I need to feed my family, and my stylists need to feed their families. And so we're getting back to work right now. So she was sent a cease and desist orders from the state to close her shop, which she ignored. She actually publicly ripped up the orders. And so she was threatened with government fines as well as the possibility of jail time. And still, she refused to shut her business down. And so Luther was arrested and brought before this judge, Moyer is his name, who in turn demanded that she, in effect, recant of what she did. The judge told Luther that she could avoid jail if she just admitted that she was wrong and selfish. Take a look.
That you now see the error of your ways and understand that the society cannot function where one's own belief in a concept of liberty permits you to flaunt your disdain for the rulings of duly elected officials. That you owe an apology to the elected officials whom you disrespected by flagrantly ignoring and in one case defiling their orders, which you now know obviously apply to you. That you understand that the proper way in which in an ordered society to engage concerns which you may have had is to hire a lawyer and advocate for change, an exception or an amendment to laws that you find offensive. That you publicly state that this is the way that citizens in the state should behave. And that you represent to this court that you will today cease operation of your salon and not reopen until after further orders of the government permit you to do so. This court will consider the payment of a fine in lieu of the incarceration, which you've demonstrated that you have so clearly earned. Is there anything you would like to say?
So it's very clear here, as her attorneys pointed out later on, that Luther, and again, for you church history buffs, is that not so cool? Is that not ironic? A person named Luther is brought before a tribunal and forced to recant what this person has done and what this person believes. And I wanted her to say, you know, unless I can convince by Holy Scripture or plain reason, I do not accept the authority of this council. I cannot and I will not recant anything, for to go against conscience is neither right nor safe. Here I stand. I can do no other. So help me God. This is for all you Lutherans out there. Well, let's put it this way. Shelley Luther didn't disappoint in her response. Take a look.
Proceed.
Judge, I would like to say that I have much respect for this court and laws. And that I've never been in this position before. And it's not some place that I want to be. But I have to disagree with you, sir, when you say that I'm selfish. Because feeding my kids is not selfish. I have hairstylists that are going hungry because they'd rather feed their kids. So, sir, if you think the law is more important than kids getting fed, then please go ahead with your decision, but I am not going to shut the salon.
I mean, wow! I mean, this woman has more courage in her pinky than Joe Biden has in his entire lifetime. I mean, really, that was awesome. And so, as you would expect, this judge turned around and threw Shelley Luther in prison and jail for 7 days and a fine of $7,000. And as a result, we'll just say the state of Texas exploded. And you don't mess with Texas. Almost immediately, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton released a statement calling on Luther's immediate release. He tweeted out, "Shelley Luther should immediately be released from jail. Locking her up is a misguided abuse of power, especially considering Dallas County released real criminals to protect them from COVID-19. Governor Greg Abbott quickly followed suit, calling the jailing of Luther an outrageous abuse of power on the part of the judge. Tucker Carlson featured the attorney for Luther on his show, which brought a massive amount of awareness at the national level over the whole situation. So much so that Shelley Luther is now being called the symbol of the revolution, the real resistance against excessive government power and lockdowns." And so Governor Abbott changed his own executive order on the lockdown. He announced that he eliminated the penalty of jail for violating a lockdown order retroactive to April 2nd, superseding local orders. It's absurd that criminals are being released from prison over COVID-19 fears just to put business owners in their place. That's what Governor Abbott said. So bravo to him. He is definitely a future presidential contender. No question on that one. Remember, Governor Abbott is the only governor in the nation, I believe, the only one who has banned foreign refugees from being processed and housed in Texas. I mean, this guy is the real deal. So he sees one of his citizens getting abused like this, and Abbott, to his credit, steps up to the plate, and he changes his very own executive order that the judge used to jail Luther. So her attorneys immediately took the new executive order and expedited it to the Texas Supreme Court, which promptly ordered the release of Shelley Luther from jail. And that is, as they say, that is that. So now, there's a couple of takeaways here in all of this. Shelley Luther proved what we can do when we realize that we conservatives far outnumber globalist liberals. When we conservatives recognize that we are the majority, in some places like Texas, the supermajority, there is absolutely no reason on the planet for us to continue to comply with left-wing liberal deep state hacks that are hangovers from a world gone by. Yes, leftist globalism once reigned over our nation. It came in the form of both Democrats and Republicans, both the center left and the center right. For example, can you even just imagine what a Bush would have done with Shelley Luther? Can you even think about, or a McCain or a Romney? They would have accused her of being this extremist right-wing nut and disavowed her completely in front of the approving gaze of the mainstream Marxist media. But a new breed of conservatives has begun to take over. Conservatives who identify far more with the Pat Buchanan nationalist populist wing of the Republican Party, which turns out to be 90-95% of the rank and file of the Republican Party. The nationalist populist wing of the Republican Party, led by President Trump, is standing side by side with patriots and business owners and Americans who just want to go back to work. And that's why it's red states that are reopening, all the while blue states continue to extend their lockdown orders and effectively shut down their economies for the foreseeable future. That's why it's the red states that are going to lead this economic revival, this economic renewal, all the while blue states are going to be trying to play catch up. And that's going to have a very interesting dynamic, I think, going into November, with Trump clearly on the side of Texas and other red states that are opening their economies back up. As much as the Marxist media is doing everything they can to disparage these states and these measures and these governors, as much as left-wing liberals are trying to bring down President Trump in the midst of this pandemic and exploit it for their own leftist, liberal, and devious schemes, Shelley Luther has proven that when conservatives stand together, we simply cannot be beaten. The left-wing globalist world is cracking. It's falling apart. And Shelley Luther and the governor of Texas, as well as their Supreme Court, have together all demonstrated that the globalist leftist era is indeed coming to an end. Now, before you go, you will definitely want to check out my video on the deep state panicking today.
Okay, very good. Yeah, that's well put. He's covered that pretty well. I'm playing another one of his in the next hour, where we can't ignore the General Flynn charges being dropped. And he goes through that entire thing very, very, very efficiently in 10 minutes, the entire A to Z of General Flynn, what happened, and the entire criminal cabal, including Schiff and all the rest of them, who were made out to be total, total liars. And the FBI discredited again on a massive scale. So in the third hour, we'll play that. And it's from Turley. He puts it very well, so I'll play the piece. I'll stand aside any time for a man who can do the job better than me on these particular things, but he does compact his things, and he does a very good 10-minute broadcast every day, one or two, but he understands how to use YouTube, which the majority of people who use YouTube do not understand. It's a soundbite medium. I'm sick telling people that. And I've written a piece on it, and it is out here on the for someone else, the 10 or 15 rules of using YouTube. I don't use YouTube, but and right down to the lowest form of denominational scum, like guys coming on with baseball caps turned back to front and putting their mug out front. I mean, they're so pig ignorant. They're trampling all over their own story if they didn't know how ignorant they were already. But good on Shelley Luther. As I say, big events turn on small hinges, and I think that's one of these events, and it's a marker point, very definitely a marker point, definitely. But again, trying to not to do too much on the coronavirus. People are sick of the term, absolutely sick of the teeth of it, etc. But anyway, yes, I hear the music. We go to this break, and we shall be back in 2 or 3 minutes.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
And we're coming back in for one of the last breaks of the second hour. This is the Barton Report, and I should have given out the number a few times today. I didn't. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 if you have something to add to this. And maybe some local news about how it's doing in your area. But, Anyway, they were dealing with Shelley Luther. Very good. That was a win-win in Texas over a tyrannical state. But at least have some regard for the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, etc. But I don't think he should allow that military expedition there 3 years ago. What do they call it? Two of them they did, etc. Which was, again, preparing for martial law. Yeah, Jade Helm. Good on you, Ken. Jade Helm. That's a reprehensible thing to allow in the state. But again, Texas has unique unique rules. They have to, every year they have to renew their intent to stay a member of the union. And I wonder when that comes up again, what will happen. But it's the one state that has a clear cut run, like the torturous nature of Britain leaving the European Union. We're out as such technically, and of the year of transition we're in now, suspended animation, and the European Union saying, oh, coronavirus, we can't do negotiate this in a year. And so far, Boris Johnson's telling him to go and F off, basically, in diplomatic terms, etc., etc. But he gave it that if there wasn't serious progress made on Britain's demands by the end of June, Britain would announce it was leaving at the end of the year on WTO terms. And I think they should stick to that. And considering the car industry now is absolutely, I was talking to friends of mine, dealers here, when car dealerships open here in the UK, and I worked in the motor 23 years at different levels, but there's no way any genuine car dealer can quote a price on a used car now of any value, a year-old, two-year-old, three-year-old, 10-year-old car. There's Glass's Car Guide is the Bible here for reference book for, you know, but there's usually a lot of used cars, but they can't quote a price. If I was a dealer, I wouldn't take a trade-in. I'd say, here's the new car, and probably new cars that are, there's a lot of them still in stock on airfields in Britain. And if the manufacturers are smart, they should shut down all production and sell, clear everything out, and then have a waiting list on cars. And that's the way to build up demand. And they'll still be selling cars. The margin they have is 25% to 27% margin from the manufacturer to the dealer. The dealer is giving away 18%. There's a 3% for fleet sales, and their dealers are working on 3% or 4% here. But there's no way you could quote a price prior to December this year, whatever cars were trading out of December, January. There is no way anybody could wet their finger and test the wind. How can you calculate a price? It might be 50% below last year. So that's havoc. And the reason I'm telling that in here is that 52% of all cars in the world here are German. So if you want to pay hard for the European Union, okay, we go to the top of the hour, right?
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.